This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Who's been arrested?
Do you know how this fire started?
Yes, I do. It was because of my cousin.
Do you know how or why?
He's mad because he can't get with me. I'm married to my husband, and it's a long story.
Who's back in rehab?
Did you grab anything when you walked out the door?
I grabbed nothing but two Tortino's pizza out of the refrigerator and my doggy, and we left.
And who's hitting who?
The building is on fire.
I said, no, what? I got my three kids and we bounced out. We ain't gonna be in no fire. Not today.
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT.
Hey, our trash always brought to you by the locally owned and operated mortgage right powered by TJC Mortgage. If you're looking to refinance, purchase, get cash out of your home anywhere in the Southeast, these are the guys to do it. Getting a quick quote is free. It takes less than 10 minutes to see where you stand. Call them right now, 815-9200. You can always visit them online. Go to MortgageRightRadio.com. Mortgage Right powered by TJC Mortgage. You talk. Those guys will always listen. NMLS 2239. You guys like carpool karaoke, right, with James Corbin?
Very creative, and thousands of people have copied a version of it.
We've got something that has never happened before in carpool karaoke, though.
What
a wreck,
is that?
A traffic accident?
Ariana
Grande injured her hand while filming scenes for carpool karaoke.
Oh,
25-year-old singer has called herself a, quote, idiot on social media after she managed to damage her right hand.
Are you upset about this, Lance?
Was she a righty or a lefty?
Hey-o. Lefty for now.
She's still
James,
broke.
She's amphibious, as was it Jerome Bettison said that?
I think Yogi Berra did it way back in the day.
So anyway, he said that she's one of the best that he has ever seen at carpool karaoke. She is very talented, man. Her imitations.
Yeah. Look at her there. She's imitating being a deer on Snapchat.
That might be a puppy.
A puppy. Yeah, I see the tongue now. LT, way to go.
I got some offbeat holidays in August for you guys.
All right.
What is today, by the way? The 8th?
Yeah. Have we
Tomorrow missed is Book Lover's Day. I'm never going to get mixed up on that one.
Last book you read, Lance.
Oh. Whew. I think. I told you guys I started. What was the book I started last year? Catcher in the Rye. Didn't finish it. Last one I finished, I think, was Whitey Bulger's biography.
Was that any good?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. The last book I read was Charlsa, one of our great listeners, the book she sent right before last football season just to get ready for football.
You didn't read it. You wrote the foreword because you were involved in it.
It was a short book, but I listened.
I was involved.
I mean,
That's a good foreword. Who wrote that?
Oh, it's me. Another offbeat holiday in August. August 11th is Son and Daughter Day.
I can't celebrate that one. I've only got daughters. Set that one out.
We get to celebrate that, don't we? That'll be fun.
Yes.
August 15th is Relaxation Day.
Every day is Relaxation Day, Lance. It's where you got to live life.
Turned into that.
I like this next one. August 19th is National Potato Day. I can't decide the best way I like my potatoes.
I was about to ask.
I like mine.
Okay.
All gratin.
They're good. Smelt cheese on them?
Roasted with sea salt, pepper, and some olive oil drizzled.
But what kind? The red potato roasted?
Oh, my goodness.
Those taste like candy.
I like that, and I like the sweet potatoes, too.
No, sweet potato with butter and cinnamon sugar.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Don't need cinnamon sugar.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
It's really good.
Do you guys like the inside out, the twice-baked potato?
Yeah, I do. I went to a place down in Destin last week that is famous for their twice-baked potato. Those are really good. I did go to the Red Bar. That is not where I'm talking about. Louisiana Lanyap. They've got the twice-baked potato they serve. It's really good.
I don't know if there's a bad way to do a potato.
Yeah, it's hard to screw it up.
August 20th is National Radio Day. I'm sure we'll celebrate that, right?
Is it a weekday?
Are we working?
That is on Monday.
Yeah, all right.
No, it's not. Hold on. Yeah, it is.
Yep.
We're in.
I will tell you a great way to do our Dreamland Barbecue poll question. Best side item today, maybe potato.
I think mac and cheese probably wins around these parts.
Yep. Mac and cheese is going to be hard to beat.
I mean, you French fries, the baked potato, the sweet
potato. Let me ask you this. Most diverse.
Yeah, it is very versatile.
I know Rockstar's answer to this, but if we're at Fleming's, one of our fine sponsors, and you can only go one of those sides, are you going to do the Fleming's potatoes or are you going to do the mac and cheese with the breadcrumbs?
I'm going to do the Fleming's potato, but I feel like I'm now the minority.
Yeah, you are. I'm glad you ordered that so I can eat all the mac and cheese.
I'm doing the mac and cheese.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, that mac and cheese is
August
good.
31st, this will be our first pick 3 day. I know Rockstar is really excited about that.
Woo!
But it is National Eat Outside Day.
I enjoy eating outside. Jim doesn't like it. I know. I don't know where you stand on that.
I love it in the fall.
How many times
do
you try to get him on a picnic?
Huh? No,
Jim doesn't like it.
We get 70-degree weather. I love
it.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
He also doesn't like shoes.
I'll go ahead and tell you, new Jim enjoys eating outside. I've enjoyed eating the outside a lot lately. The problem is I don't like eating outside if there is a fly situation. I don't like to be bothered by a fly.
That's exactly what you said that. Yeah. We were all, as a group, we had gone to lunch one day, and I said, hey, let's eat outside. It's nice. He goes, Too many flies.
Yeah. You know what I've got, and this is a first world problem, but by my pool I've got dragonflies, a ton of them.
Do they bite you?
No, but I've noticed they I guess it's pee, but like they'll walk down like on the bathing suit, and I'll see like a long stream of something.
Yeah.
Either they maybe really they, like you.
Yeah, a lot. Like you a lot. Do you get your...
So I'm just saying, the dragonfly can land on the food, too.
Yeah, get your miniature Game of Thrones figures out and play little Game of Thrones with those dragonflies flying around?
I need to do something with them. Okay, speaking of food, though, we've got a breakfast burrito from Cheesecake Factory. It was chosen as the worst way to start your day.
That's not exactly a compliment, is it?
It's been honored the breakfast burrito in the 2018 Extreme Eating Award for the worst way to start your day. The Center for Science and Public Interest, a nonprofit organization dedicated to promoting healthy nutrition, said the burrito earned the distinction after finding the breakfast meal contains 2,730 calories.
Can I just point out that I don't think Cheesecake Factory is known for their low-calorie items?
Right.
Like, I do think they've got a massive menu, and I think it's got a low-calorie portion, which I've never understood, because I think if you go to Cheesecake Factory, you just say, I don't really care about calories in this meal, right? Everything they serve has got a bunch of calories.
Apparently, Cheesecake Factory doesn't care. Exceeding the well-over-recommended intake of calories in a single day, 2,000, they also noted the burrito contained 2 days' worth of sodium, 4,630 milligrams of sodium, more than 3 days' worth of saturated fat, 73 grams. To put in perspective, they went on to break this down. One breakfast burrito at the Cheesecake Factory was equivalent to eating 7 McDonald's sausage McMuffins.
They're so good.
Yeah, that seems a bit over the top.
Well, if you're wondering what this breakfast burrito creation is, it's wrapped in a warm tortilla. The burrito is filled with scrambled eggs, bacon, chicken chorizo, cheese, crispy potatoes, avocado, peppers, and onions over a spicy ranchero sauce served with sour cream, salsa, and black beans.
And I want Diet Coke, please.
Yes.
You gotta please.
Diet soaked in butter.
You can't add calories.
Okay, so I've got to follow that up by something that Rockstar sent us yesterday, and it's something the Arizona Cardinals are doing. It's a gridiron burger challenge.
I'm against this.
I am, too. And this I don't think anyone can finish this.
The reward is stupid.
Yeah, it is. You don't get much out of this, really.
Okay, so anyway, this is going to be located at the Gridiron Grill right there in the Cardinal Stadium, Section 102. It's $75 to begin with. Okay. $75 for this thing.
$75 for this Gridiron Burger.
Now, I get my money back if I finish it along with the other things?
No. I'll give you what you're going to get here. This is 5 1/3-pound patties.
Okay. That's a thin patty, though. That's five of them.
5 all-beef hot dogs.
Yeah, that's a lot.
5 bratwurst.
That's big.
20 slices of American cheese. 8 slices of bacon.
Stop you right up.
8 chicken tenders.
Whoa.
12 ounces of fries.
Yikes.
Lettuce, tomatoes, pickles, and tanker sauce on a 10-inch bun.
I'll take the tanker 10 sauce.
10-inch bun.
Now, you take the challenge, and if you finish in under an hour, you win a Cardinals jersey, and you get your picture on the video board. Guess how much this thing weighs?
3 pounds.
7 pounds.
7 pounds.
You got to finish in under an hour.
It looks awful.
I don't think it's possible.
I could do it if the 5 bratwursts were not on there. I do not like bratwurst, and that's too much.
Oh, you don't like bratwurst?
What if I said I would replace it with cheese sticks?
If you took the 5 bratwursts off, I could finish
that. There's no way you could.
Yeah, I would like to see this done, and I'll let you take the brats off.
That would still be 5 pounds.
And I'm telling you, the picture they have there does not have all that stuff on it.
No, it doesn't look like it.
Yeah,
it looks like it's very tamed down.
It does not. That picture I could eat, no problem.
I respect food too much to do stupid stuff like this. Food challenges offend me.
Well, that's going to throw you off for 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
I don't think food should be used in this way.
What number jersey are you going to get? Emmett Smith?
Where college football never ends.
Here's Coker with protection. Loads up. Looks long. Has O.J. Howard behind the defense. He'll make the grab. He's going in.
Touchdown, Alabama!
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.